The chief medical officer says it's too early to say if Ireland has turned a corner in its management of COVID-19. The number of daily reported cases has fallen in recent days, as too has the proportion of people who are found to have the virus when they're tested. The deaths of five more people in October was reported at the latest health briefing, however, means the loss of life this month is now double the toll in September. Dr. Tony Houlihan was asked if children could gather for Halloween parties or go trick-or-treating, even within their own school pods.
The government has made decisions around the level five and what that implies. The impact of all of that on Halloween is going to be significant in terms of the way that children like to celebrate these kinds of events. And I don't think, unfortunately, that the disease transmission levels now that we're experiencing are at a level where we can start saying we're going to start to set aside some of that advice and guidance, notwithstanding the fact that it's Halloween. So I think I think that our advice and guidance is clear now as it applies to individuals. We're recommending that people stay at home unless there are very specific exceptions, like essential work, attendance at school, or the school is off for the next week. The kind of mixing that would go on in kind of social settings that we're all familiar with at Halloween time, visiting one another's houses, gathering together in evening times for the kind of celebrations that we all miss. These things are just not going to be possible this year, I'm afraid.
Dr. Houlihan was also asked if he could guarantee that children would return to school next week after their midterm break.
We've never used words like guarantee, but like in terms of the data that we're looking at, we do not anticipate being in a situation where we'll be going back to advise the minister, to advise government that on public health grounds, which is the advice we would base our assessments on public health grounds, we wouldn't see at this moment in time a reason to advise that schools shouldn't reopen next week as planned.
Let's catch up now with our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Morning again, Fergal. What more did public health chiefs have to say about where the disease is going?
Well, if you look at the positivity rate, it is down to 5.7%. The five-day average of cases is also slightly down to 852 a day. So, you know, the last four of 5 days are sub 1,000 cases. So, you know, that's tentatively encouraging. And Dr. Houlihan did say that these are better signs, but it's too early to say if it's a trend. So the next week and weeks will be important. And then we have to see what effect level five will have over time. But Dr. Houlihan did say he expected the country would see significant suppression of the virus in the next few weeks, and hopefully as much as is needed. The National Public Health Emergency Team meets again on Thursday. It'll be looking at the overall trends, but I think given its last letter to government, it would want to see a reduction of about 50 to 100 cases a day happening, you know, over the coming weeks.
They're looking as well at whether contact tracing is capable of dealing with these numbers, and also about compliance, Fergal.
Yes, well, in terms of contact tracing, we've heard from other experts that the use of testing and tracing is very important to keep countries and regions out of lockdown, where we are in. And the World Health Organization has emphasized the importance of testing and tracing. And of course, we've seen some difficulties the HSC has had in testing and tracing, particularly contact tracing, and its commitment to have employed 800 contact tracers within 8 weeks' time. Now, I asked Dr. Tony Houlihan about this. Did he think the HSC's test and trace, in particular contact tracing, was robust? He insisted it was very robust, and that test and trace is part of the armoury in tackling the virus. Obviously, people have to abide by the public health advice. But I suppose, if people are doing their part, they expect the state and the health service to do all it can in terms of testing and tracing as part of the social contract being in this together, and especially during a lockdown. So there were surveys also, details of surveys issued yesterday evening, done by the Department of Health of about 2,000 people. These are self-reported answers now, it's important to say. But 81% of people say they are staying at home, not going out. That's an improvement that compares with, well, 90% in April during the peak, but 65% of people in July and around September were saying that. So more people are saying they're staying at home.
We heard that reassurance earlier about a return to school next week, despite children's books being sent home in many cases, and a lot of talk among parents about how extensive the infection is among children. But what data is available?
Limited data, I think I would say. We're told the data for schools is reassuring. Dr. Hulland said the positivity rate for close contacts in schools is 2.1% versus 10% in the community. It's a bit higher for primary schools. It's positivity rate of 2.7%. Officially, there's been, you know, over 600 cases or so in schools. But just for balance, I mean, rolling data unofficially collected by parents, but in a very strict way on social media since schools reopened would put the figure at 1,160 cases in schools among 703 schools. So there are differing views on the true reality of cases in schools.
Are public health officials here preparing for a vaccine?
Well, everyone holds out hope for a vaccine. There's lots of trials underway, and you know, quite a number of trials are reaching the end stage of stage three trials, and that's the stage, as you know, where there are thousands of participants in the trials to evaluate how the vaccine works, that it's safe and effective. These are randomised and double blind trials, so that means randomly chosen people. Some get the vaccine, some don't get the vaccine, and neither the participant or the clinical investigator knows who gets what, so they're independently evaluated. One thing I would say is that for a lot of companies that are involved in this, they're big private companies or they're also publicly listed companies, so you always need to be cautious about early announcements of significant progress, because you know, they can benefit from the stock exchange and investment. So really you have to wait and see the independent assessment, which will come at European level if approval is given. But then, you know, if a vaccine works, there's an awful lot to go after that. It doesn't land in pharmacies or in GP surgeries the next day. Approval has to be given by the EU. Then there's production and distribution around the world. And the first people to get it will be health staff, people at risk, and then others. So, you know, there will be huge worldwide demand. So you'd have to say, even with a vaccine, you know, ready, as it were, tested tomorrow, it would take months for it to be available to everybody.
Fergal, thank you. That's our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. We'll hear from Italy, the Czech Republic and Belgium later in the programme. 7:20 now.